Today we're doing Kritu Taf Dalet. We're starting at the very bottom, last few words of the Rabbi Yochanan of Gimel Amud Bet. There's a whole discussion about what's considered a maaseh. It's one of these things that we've always said, oh, alav shein bo maaseh. Well, what exactly is not a maaseh, right? Is moving your lips potentially a maaseh, right? We always have said that speech is not an action. So, right, there's always dibor versus maaseh. But Rabbi Yochanan, damar kfifat komato have maaseh. So Rabbi Yochanan says when you're bowing, right, is bowing a maaseh or not? So he says, yeah, because you're actually moving your body, you're bending your body down. So if that's the case, then akimat svatav nehavi maaseh, then moving your lips should be a maaseh legabe megadev. Remember megadev, Chamim had said, wasn't a maaseh. So now they say, well, shouldn't you say moving your lips, actually dibor, should be a maaseh, you're moving your lips. So Amar Rava, Shani Megadev Ho'il V'Yeshno B'Lev. The real problem with Megadev is not so much what you're doing with your lips, it's what's in your heart, the fact that you're cursing God and you're going against God. Aval Ba'alma, but in general, Akimat Svatav Have Maaseh. So now they're saying, specifically by Megadev, moving your lips is not a Maaseh, because the real issue of Megadev is what's in your heart, the fact that you're going against God. But in general, we would say that moving your lips is a maaseh. Well, now that's going to raise a big issue with moving your lip in dibor in general. Matav Rabbi Zera, what's the classic case of saying that dibor is not a maaseh? Edim zomimim, right? Yatzu edim zomimim she'ein bo maaseh, right? It says that edim zomimim are an exception to the rule because they don't have a maaseh, right? So there's a lav she'ein bo maaseh. Vamai ha al pi ktiv behen, right? It says al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. So what does that show? It's based on the mouth, and the mouth moved. So there you have a maaseh. So Amar Rava shanei edim zomimim ho'il v'yeshnam b'ri'iyah. Just like we said by Megadev that the ikar is balev, also by the edim zomimim the ikar is not by what they say, but because Eidud is connected to Ri'iyah by seeing, therefore the act is more by seeing, and seeing is not a maaseh. Okay? So the issue by them, right, I was thinking for a minute about that maybe they don't actually see because they speak. That's the real sin. But the sin is that they claim that they saw something. So because it has to do also with seeing, therefore we're going to call that not a maaseh. Okay, it's a little weak, and it raises the issue, so you want to say, Ruth, about that. Then dibor, we always say, doesn't have a maaseh. So now this kind of throws up into the air that entire issue. But I guess in each time, they'll come up with some answer, right? They don't ask with all sorts of other situations, but... Okay, going back to the Mishnah, ha'ochel chelev. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Isser of chelev. And when you're chayav a chatad, and could you be chayav more than one chatat al helem achav. Remember, helem achav means you find out at some point that it was usher to eat chelev. But theoretically, maybe there's a case where you could be chayav more than one chatat, even behelem achav. So Tanu Rabbanan, kol chelev shor v'kesev ve'ez lo tochlu. That's the pasuk. Okay? Today I brought a lot of pasukim on the sheet. So this you can find actually on the second side of the first page, okay, on page number two. So it says in Vayikra Zayin Kaf Gimel, Dabero ben Yisrael Lemor, Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesev Ve'ez Lo Tochelu. Now, why is that pasuk strange? It should have just said Kol Chelev Lo Tochelu. Why does it specifically say Shor V'Kesev Ve'ez? So we're going to have two approaches to this. So here comes the bright time. So according to the first opinion, which we'll see in a second, is Rabbi Yishmael, L'chayev al kol echat ve'echat diber Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning, if you ate chelev of a shor, then you ate chelev of a kesef, and then you ate chelev of an ez. So what would we say? You're going to get three, you're going to be chayev, even though you didn't know chelev was asr, you didn't know any of the chelevim was asr to eat any of it. You ate them all, you find out, oh my God, I ate something that was asr, you're chayev on each one. Okay, that's Rabbi Yishmael, diber Rabbi Yishmael. V'chachamim umrim eino chayev ele echat. You're only chayav one. Okay, so now the question's going to be, you can see here on the chart, seven options as to what the root of the machloket is. We're going to reject all until we get to the very last two, and we'll end up with two answers. Okay? So the question is, what's the root of this machloket? Now, the first important point to note is that what they're discussing is, okay, we talked about it before, that these are things that you get karet for, and if you did them b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatat. But we also mentioned that there are those who say you get malkot for them. The machloket here, in other words, because karet, you can't, the beit din can't administer karet, it's by God. So therefore, what we're talking about here is malkot. Can the beit din give you malkot, three sets of malkot for the following, okay? If you ate chelev of a kesev, chelev of an ez, and so this would be actually not helem echa because it would be bemezid, okay? You would have done it bemezid, okay? So you ate all these things. You would have to say, you know, let's say you were warned once. You can't eat chelev, and then you went and you ate chelev of an ez, chelev of a kesev, chelev of a shor, you'd be chayev three sets of malkot according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Chachamim, only one. Neiman b'hakam iflagei. Why don't we say this is the root of the machloket? To Rabbi Yishmael, savar, lokin alav shebichlalot. Bichlalot. V'rabbanan, savar, ein lokin alav shebichlalot. Okay, we've seen this term before, lav shebichlalot. It means when there's one lav with several details to it. So here there's one lav. It says, kol chelev shor v'kesev v'ez. That's several details. Chelev of a shor, chelev of a kesev, chelev of an ez. Lo tochlu, one lo taseh. So when there's one lotase in the Torah with many details to it, potentially different things that are aser, so would you be chayev, would you get malkot for it or not? So Rabbi Shmuel would say you do, and Rabbanan would say you don't, and that's why Rabbanan say you only get one, and Rabbi Shmuel says you get three. Or potentially, by the way, obviously Rabbi Shmuel could say two if you ate, let's say, kesev and shor, something like that. So that's what we say. But then they say lo olam, sava Rabbi Yishmael, ain lokin alav shebichlalot. Lo, really, Rabbi Yishmael holds you don't get malkot on alav shebichlalot. V'shane hacha, the reason here is for a different reason. Dimiyatre lehu cry. There's extra words in this pasuk. Nichtov kra kol chelev lo tochlu, right? It could have simply said, don't eat chelev. Shor v'kesev ve'ez lamali, so why did it give all the details? Shmamina lechalek. What's the reason? To teach you that you get separate malkot for each one. Now Rabbanan is going to have to explain why is shor v'kesev is necessary for some other reason, because they think it's not to teach you that you get malkot for each one. The Rabbanan, ilo k'tiv shor v'kesev is hava amino afilu chelev chaya b'mashma. You would have thought even the chelev of a chaya. Now chelev of a chaya is not usher, only a chelev of a behema. Remember, we learned this a long time ago. Why is that? Because the chelev of the behema is the part that you burn on the mizbeach when you bring a sacrifice. Those are the parts that you burn. Those are the parts that are usher to eat. And since only behemot go on the altar, therefore only behemot is the chelev that's going to be forbidden. So comes chachamim and they say, but you wouldn't have known that it's only behemot and not chayot that are usher. And therefore the Torah had to tell you, shor v'kesev ve'ez, to teach you specifically behemot and not chayot. Okay, so again, ilo k'tiv shor v'kesev ve'ez, hava min afilo chelev chaya b'mashma. Lahachi katav shor v'kesev ve'ez, lememra de chelev shor v'kesev ve'ez, hu de asur aval de chayash ashari. Okay, so the whole reason was to tell you, so again, shor v'kesev ve'ez, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is to tell you, lechalek, that you're chayev, a separate lav on each one, you're going to get malkot on each one, separately. According to Chachamim, no, you only get one malkot. The reason shor v'kesev is to teach you that it's only behemot and not chayot. So now, every time this is going to be the flow, we're going to say, this is Rabbi Yishmael, this is Chachamim, and then they're going to say, oh, really what Chachamim say is pretty convincing. So what's Rabbi Yishmael going to say to that? Okay, so here goes. So now they say, Shapir ka'amrele. That's actually pretty good what they said, right? And therefore, we're now going to have to say, Elahainu tama d'Rabbi Yishmael. It must be for a different reason. So we're rejecting answer two. I just want you to remember this because we're going to come back to this answer after a few other attempts. So now they say, Elahainu tama d'Rabbi Yishmael de'kasavar imken lichtov kol chelev shor lo tochelev. Okay, if you really wanted it to say it was just behemot, it could have said shor. Shor would have meant, right, prototype for behemot. Kesev ve'ez lamali. So why did you have to say kesev ve'ez? Shmamina lechalek. Now he's saying it's not. Okay, shor is to teach you animals. and not right and not or domesticated animals and not undomesticated animals, but the rest are unnecessary, so the rest must be teaching you lechalek. V'rabanan, what's going to be their reaction to this option? Savri ikat avrachmana kol chelev shor hava mina nelev shor shor mishabbat. There's a bunch of girsa problems here, okay? It should be mishabbat, according to Rashi. You would have thought if it just said shor, we would have learned shor shor mishabbat. Ma gabe shabbat chayava of kayotze behen, ach gabe achila chayava of kayotze behen. Okay, by Shabbat, you can't do work with your animals. Now it says shor. But there, it includes also chayot and ofot. So therefore, if it just said shor here, you might have thought, no, shor, a minute ago we said shor is the prototype for domesticated animals. Now we're going to say, no. Shor, you see from Shabbat, is the prototype for and all animals, domesticated and undomesticated animals. And therefore, with just the word shor, you would have thought, we learn it from Shabbat, that it includes chayot and ofot. Lahachi katav rachmana shor v'kesev ve'ez, l'meimra dahani da'asor v'chayava of shari. Okay, so again, Chachamim say, no, you need all of them to teach you chayot are out. Okay, you wouldn't have necessarily learned it just from shor. So again, shapir ka'amale. Well, Rabbanan has good claim. So, let's try again. El hayu tama de kasavar nichtov kol chelev kesev lo tochelu. Yinavi kol chelev ez lo tochelu. Shor v'kesev ez lachmali. So again, we keep fine-tuning it. Well, it's not that it could have said kol chelev, and it's not that it could have said kol chelev shor, but it could have said kol chelev kesev, or it could have said kol chelev ez, or it could have said kol chelev kesev ez. Didn't need to say kol chelev shor v'kesev ez. So the fact that it says all three comes to teach you lechalek. Okay, so again, shor v'kesev ez lamali, shmamina lechalek. V'rabanan savre, so what's Rabbanan going to say to this? Oh no. Ikatav kol chelev kesev hava mina. Now we're going to have one of those long, right? If you would have had this, if you would have had that. So if you would have had kol chelev kesev, what would we have thought? Chelev kesev asur. V'shor v'ez shari. If you would have had kesev, you would have thought just kesev is asur. Why? V'chitema mai ulmeg de kesev. You might think, what is unique about kesev that would make you think that only the chelev of kesev is asur? Mishum de nitraba ba'alya. If you remember the tale of the kesev, it's a unique halacha by a kesev, that when you bring a sacrifice for the kesev, you have to burn the tail, not just the chaylev of the animal, also the tail on the mizbeach. And because it has this unique chumrah, if you would have said chaylev kesev, you would have assumed that it was just chelev of a kesev and nothing else would be usher, because there's a unique chumrah by kesev, right? Anytime we have something that's a chumrah, we can't learn from there to anything else. Now, how do you know that having nitraba ba'alya, the fact that we burn the tail of the kesev, means that it's going to be, that that's a chumrah? So now we're going to bring a whole long diyun, okay, and I put it at the bottom of the little separate chart at the bottom here, about what Rabbi Chanina says. Uchiditana Rabbi Chanina, as the Tana, the Brayta brought by Rabbi Chanina, lama mina katuv imurim b'shor. So now we're on a total tangent. The whole purpose of this tangent is to teach you that the fact that we burn the tail of the kesev makes it a chumrah. Okay, it's treated in halacha as a chumrah. Lama mina katuv imurim b'shor v'imurim b'kesev imurim b'ez. Why did it have to tell you in the Torah? If you remember, we learned Tzvachim a while ago. What did we kept saying that there were certain things that were repeated, and there were certain things that were written once, and then we'd learn from there to other cases. So they're now saying, why do we have to say that you have to burn the fats of the shor, of the kesev, and of the ez separately? Why couldn't we have learned one from the other? So now we're going to say that by each one there's a tzad chamor, and then we're going to say, and two versus one, and the other two versus the other one, etc. Dichti. Ach b'chor shor, this is about a b'chor, it says. Ach b'chor shor, I brought the pasuk here. O b'chor kesef, o b'chor ez. Notice this is each three of them. Lo tiftech kodeshem, davam tizrok ala mizbeach, vet chabam taktir, ishel reach nechoach la'ashem. It's again a pasuk where we have shor, kesef, and ez together. Why did you need to say that? You could have just said b'chor lo tiftech, right? You could have just said it by one, we would have learned it to all the others. So now they're going to say tzrichim. Di katav shor, if you just said shor, hava mina kesev ez lo yafina mina, you wouldn't have learned the other two from there. Why? Di kalamifrach, ma l'shor shekein nitrabah b'nisachim. If you remember, there's each there's a different amount of nisachim that you bring for each of the different animals, and the shor you bring the most nisachim, the largest amount, and because you bring the most, maybe you would have thought that's why you burn the imurim on the mizbeach, the chelev on the mizbeach, but maybe by the others you wouldn't. Maybe you'd say just by kesef them. There's our proof. Because it has a chumrah, the nitrababa eliyah, and that's why we brought this whole thing, since you burned the tail more than anything else, therefore, if we would have just said this, you would have thought just the kesef and not anything else. The es is the same as a seir. That's what we bring if you worship the avodah zarah. That obviously makes it more chamor than all the others, because the avodah zarah is, you know, the top of the worst thing you could do. And therefore, since you bring an es for someone who worships the avodah zarah, therefore we're going to put that right. We're going to say you couldn't have learned all the others. Okay, so mincha lo yalfina, one from the other we couldn't learn, but nichtov tarte v'neilav chadami tarte, right? You could have written maybe two of them and learned the third from the two. So you still wouldn't have needed to write three. Which ones? Hey de neilav. Neilav shor mi kesev ve'ez. You could have learned shor from kesev and ez. But ilahom pircha, you couldn't have. Why? Ma la kesev ve'ez, shekein yudrobu etzala pesach. Kesev and ez can both be used for korban pesach, whereas a shor can't be. It has to come from the smaller animals. And therefore, you can't learn that from that. Okay, so lo nichtov kesev, v'neilach mishor ve'ez. So what's unique about shor ve'ez that's not by kesev? Eat lahom pircha. We can knock it out by saying, ma l'shor ve'ez shekein nitra ba'ez al avodat kochavim. Shor and ez both could be brought for avodah zarah. One for, the shor is the parhel and dever shel tzibor, right? If the tzibor, I think that's the one, right? If a tzibor sins with it, then that's just a regular, the shor. Maybe it's the nasi. The nasi brings, the tzibor that accidentally brings a avodah zarah based on a horah of the beitin brings a shor for an ola. Okay, so there, that's the, so both of them are brought for avodah zarah, whereas the kesef isn't. Lo nichtov ez v'neilach mishor v'kesev. So now our last option. Yit lohom pircha ma l'shor v'kesev shekein yesh bo tzad riboy. And it should say etzel mizbeach. Both of them have something more that gets burned in the mizbeach. By the shor, it's more, well, not that gets burned, but that gets offered on the mizbeach. By shor, it's more nesachim. And by the kesev, it's the tail. So therefore, we knock out all these, then that's why you needed all three. Hilkach lo yalfe mehadade. Okay. That was all an aside, as I said, just to teach you that having the tail burned is a chumrah by the kesef, and that's why you couldn't have said kesef. So that's why, again, chachamim say kesef is not unique, the fact that it has it there, and therefore you can't learn that it's l'chalek, according to Rabbi Yishmael, as he tried to. Rabbanan say, no, you needed it to teach you specifically kesef and shor, and because you couldn't have learned one from the other. So, again, the Gemara says, Shapir Kamalei Rabbanan have a good claim. So let's try again. Ela la'olam tama de Rabbi Yishmael. Kidamrina me'ikara. Now we're going back to the one we said in the beginning, which is really the second option. Okay, go back to the beginning, and it could have just said simply, kol chelev lo tochlu. That's what Rabbi Yishmael said. Again, we knocked it out, but let's just read. De'im kein nichtov kol chelev elishtuk. It should have just said kol chelev and then been silent. It didn't need to say anything more. So now, Maya Mart, what did you say against this? Hi, dekatav shor v'kesef ez. If you remember, Chachamim said, l'mishrei chelev chaya, right? It was to teach you that it's not the chelev of chaya. Haki katav kra, b'inyana dekodshim, v'davar alameh me'inyano. Comes Rabbi Yishmael and he says, wait, you were overlooking some important point. Okay, look again at the psukim on the second sheet, the second side. Pasuk kaf gimel says, dabreo b'naim v'yikra zayim. Then Pasuk Kafe says, Ki kol ochel chelev min ha-behema asher akriv mimena yishel ha-Hashem, v'nichrata nefeshav chelev me'ameha. Now what does it say here? Anyone who eats chelev from the behema that one will sacrifice will get karet. So what do they call that? That's davar lameimiyano. You can learn from the context. Since two psukim later, they're talking only about korbanot, behemot, therefore, you didn't need shor v'kesev v'eis to say we're talking about behemot, because you could learn it from the context. That seems pretty convincing. Until now, every time Rabbanan said something, we said, oh, Rabbanan, you're pretty right. This time, Rabbi Yishmael says something, and they say, oh, that sounds obvious, and therefore, michlal. So now, if Rabbanan disagree, what? Michlal, Rabbanan, savri lo yalfinan davar lameimin, you know? What? Chachamim don't have this concept that we can learn from the context? Can't possibly be. How could it possibly be that that's the case? So how do they explain Rabbanan then? Lo. Tikule ama yalfinan davar lameimin, you know? Chachamim obviously agree with this way of darshaning the Torah, that we learn things out of context. But ha-cha b'ha plige, but this is their machloket. Rabbi Yishmael savar, l'medim lav milav, bay milav, bay milav dekaret. Okay? We can learn a lo tase from another lo tase, whether the other lo tase includes karet or doesn't include karet. In other words, if you notice in the pasuk, in kaf gimel it didn't say karet. In kaf hey it says karet. So Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, even though Kaf Gimel is just a regular lav, it doesn't say karet there, we can learn it from another pasuk, which is in the same context, right? It's right next to it, even if it mentions karet. Okay? So he says, I don't have a problem learning a lav from karet. Chachamim will say, you can't learn a lav from karet. So therefore, even though generally we can learn something from the context, that's only if it's the same level. Okay? And this is not the same level. Skip that whole thing in parentheses and skip down four more lines. Rabbanan, lav mi lav yalfinan. They learn out a lav from another lav, but lav mi karit lo yalfinan. But they don't learn it out from karit. The ibai dema, second option. Okay, we're now left with, we rejected all the other options. This was one possibility of the machloket, that we learned it out from the context. Another, Chachamim will say we don't, because one's karit, one's lav. The ibai dema, another option, could be hainu tamad rabbanan, kida amar le rav meri le rav zvid. Okay, Rabbanan hold like rav meri said to rav zvid. Elameata Eliyahu Chulin Titzar. Okay, so he says to him, from the pasuk, you could learn that the Eliyah, only the Eliyah of Chulin is Asur. That the Eliyah of Chulin will also be Asur, because Eliyah, we said the tail, gets burned with the other Chalavim, which means that Aliyah is viewed as Chelev, which means that even when it's not a Korban, in other words, the tail is unique in the fact that we burn the tail of the Kesef on the Mizbeach when we do a sacrifice. But now he's going to say, well, if we consider it like chelev, then maybe we're going to forbid it in regular chulin. When we're not bringing a korban, anything that was burned on the mizbeach is forbidden. So maybe the tail of the kesef should be forbidden even for chulin. That was what Rav Meri said to Rav Zvid. Amar le, Rav Zvid answered him, Alech amar kra. That's why the pasuk says, Ko chelev shor v'kesef ve'ez. It's only davar shaveh b'shloshtam be'inan v'leika. It has to be something that's unique to all three. The tail is only unique to the kesev, and it's not common. As I said unique, I meant common to all three, and therefore the aliyah of a kesev is not forbidden as chelev on chulin. And that's what kol chelev chesev shor ve'ez comes to include, as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks it's coming to include to lechalek, to say that you're chayav a separate malkot for each of them. Hilkach kiata shor v'kesev eis l'mishrei aliyad chulin hudata, and that's what they think is coming, lahatir the aliyav chulin. Rabbi Shmuel amar lecha, Rabbi Shmuel says no. Im kein limakra kochelev shor v'kesev eis. Kochelev shor v'kesev. It could have just said, if it wanted to say, it has to be something that's common to all of them to get rid of the aliyah, it would have said kochelev shor v'kesev. It has to be something that's common to both, and the tail is not. Eiz lamali, so what do you need the eiz for? Shmamina lechalek. So again, Rabbi Shmuel says, the eiz is extra, and therefore it must be lechalek. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so this is the whole long thing, all coming to discuss this debate. Do you get separate malkot? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you get separate malkot if you ate the chelev of a shor, a chelev of a kesef, chelev of an eiz. Now, what about Chiyuv Chatat? You have to bring a separate Korban Chatat for each of them. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Modeh Rabbi Yishmael, Korban She'ein Mevi Ela Chatat Achad. He says, but when it comes to a Chatat, Rabbi Yishmael thinks you only have to bring one. My Taima, Because it's not the same as the lav of arayot. In arayot, we said you get on every separate arayot. That's because each one is listed separately. Here, they're all listed one together. You're only going to bring one chatat. Tanu Rabbanan. Va'asa achat va'asa hena. L'chayev al kol achat ve'achat. Okay, this is a drasha on a pasuk. The pasuk is about the korban chatat. It's in Vayikra Dalet. If you look on the second side, we're now on the second sheet. The pasuk in Vayikra Dalet, pasuk bet, Taberu b'nei Yisrael le'mor nefesh ki techta b'shkaga. If you do something b'shkaga, accidentally, mikol mitzvot Hashem, asher lo te'asena, ve'asa me'achat mehena. Now this is very strange, right? And you do one of the following things, okay? Or you do one of those things from those. Why does it say me'achat mehena? It could have said asa achat mehena, could have said v'asa me'achat hena. Okay, why does it say me'achat mehena? So they darshan this to say, lechayev al kol echat ve'echat. This teaches you that you're chayev on, sometimes you can be chayev on each one separately. Shemachal chelev v'chelev, shem echad b'shnei halamot, chayav shtayim. Okay, if you ate chelev, with the same name, okay, it was all chelev, but b'shnei halamot, you forgot the chelev was aser and you ate it, and then you forgot the chelev was aser again, and then you ate it. No, sorry, let me say it clearly. You forgot that it was aser, you ate it. Then someone told you, you know it's aser? And you said, oh, I totally forgot. Then you did it again, okay? What?
No, but then you didn't know.
And then you forgot again that it was aser, and then you ate it, okay? You ate it forgetting that it was aser. That's called shnei halamot. Yeah, but you didn't bring a korban in between. So here they're saying, even though you haven't brought your first korban, and they're both the same name, it's both chelev, Isser chelev, you're going to be chayev on both, okay? You're going to have to bring two. And likewise, shtei shemot behalei machat chayav shtayim. If you have two different things, are called two different things, but in one forgetting, you're going to be chayev two. So now, what exactly is that case? Amarami barchama le Rav Chisda. Bishlama shem achat b'shnei halamot chayav shtayim mishum dehalamot mechakim. I understand you forgot twice the first case. It's all chelev. You have one Yisro chelev, but you forgot two different times. That's separate ones, and I see why you would get it. Ela shnei shemot ve'elei machara, mai chayav shtayim. Habi inan halamot muchlakim. You need separate halamot. V'leika. So amalei, hacha b'maya skina. What could be the case? Kigon da'achal chelev de notar. De'machayev mishum notar u'mishum chelev. We're talking about that you did in one act, there were two averot. And it's not like chelev shor, chelev kesev. No, that you'd only be chayev one. But that's what we said. Even Rabbi Yishmael, who thinks you get malko twice, would agree that you get one chatat. That maybe is what you thought shtei shemot. No. Shtei shemot is two different isurim. You ate chelev that was left over beyond the time where one was supposed to have eaten the rest of the meat. Obviously, you're not supposed to eat the chelev. But notar is where the meat was left over beyond the time. So you ate the chelev once the time had passed for the rest of the korban to be eaten. So now you're chayv on notar and you're chayv on chelev. Samarlei, in kein chayv nami mishum kodesh. Well, then you're eating kachim. Then you should be chayv three, because kolzar lo yochol kodesh. You're eating kachim, you're not allowed to eat kachim. So that can't be it. Ela amar of sheshek, kigon de'achal chelev dehekdesh. You ate chelev of hekdesh. It wasn't notar. It was just chelev of hekdesh. So you chayv on hekdesh and you chayv on chelev. Be Rabbi Yehuda here. And it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Detanya. Achal chelev nevela, if you ate the chelev of nevela, or achal chelev mukdashim, or chelev of hekdesh, chayav shtayim, right? Normal chelev, you'd only be chayav once. But if it's kodshim, or it's nevela, then you're chayav twice. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chelev mukdashim lokesh shalosh. He says, actually, chelev mukdashim, you get three, but right now even we're saying it's Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to have to explain Rabbi Yehuda that even though he says three, we're really focusing on two of the three. We'll see in a minute. They laughed at this explanation in Eretz Yisrael. And they said, V'nukma kegon chelev deshor v'kesev v'ez. V'rabbi Yishmael hi. Why don't you say, it's chelev shor kesev v'ez? And so you ate two of them. Da'amar lo keshalosh, because he says you get three malkot. So what do we say? Alma lo ukma ke Rabbi Yishmael. It must be he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yishmael. We can't establish this like Rabbi Yishmael. Why? This is what we just said. Amar Rabbi Chanina, modeh haya Rabbi Yishmael l'inyan korban she'eno chayav el chatat echad. In other words, even though he thinks you're chayav separate malkot, this is exactly what I said a minute ago. You can't say it's Rabbi Yishmael because Well, Rabbi Yishai, right? You can't say it's the case of where he ate chaylev of shor, chaylev of kesef, because, and then you'd be chayev too, because even Rabbi Yishmael thinks you only get malkot double, but you don't get double chatat. Okay? You don't bring a korban twice, and therefore you can't say that. So hashta, now, but now he's going to say like this. The reason you didn't establish it that way was because he thinks you only, right? He thinks, well, you get multiple malkot, you don't get multiple chiyuv korbans. Well, hashtanami, I would say the same thing to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo mitukma. You can't explain it like Rabbi Yehuda about chaylev of hektesh, that you get three according to him. Why? Daha amar Rabbi Elazar, it should be Elazar. Modeh haya Rabbi Yehuda linyan korban she'em evi ala chatat achat. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're chayev three, four, chaylev mukudashim, only thinks for malkot. Okay, we see again this distinction that when it comes to malkot, we might be machayev you number of times, but when it comes to chatat, the chatat is only one here. So it can't be that. So we're still stuck with, what can we establish this case? Okay, you can look at the chart here in the middle of the second page, which is shem echa b'shnei halamo chayev shtayim. What is the case? Okay, we tried chaylev notar, couldn't be because then it would be three. We tried chaylev hekdesh, like Rabbi Yehuda, we said that can't be either. And now we're going to have another answer. This is interesting. If you cook up the chaylev, the assumption is, let's say you eat the chaylev cooked. Now, if you cook it, let's say you boil it in a pot, and another part you roast, and you ate one roasted and one boiled, that's considered shemot muchlakim. That's two different isurim. Interesting, right? You wouldn't have thought that. But that's Rabbi Yeshua. He holds that, and that must be what we're talking about. Okay? So now we're going to go back to something we mentioned earlier about this Rabbi Yehuda Shita, about being chayev three for chaylev mukdashim. So gufa. Achal, now we're just quoting what we saw. Achal chaylev nevela lo keshtayim, chaylev mukdashim lo keshtayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer chaylev mukdashim lo keshalosh. Amar le Rav Shizbi le Rava. Bishlama le Rabbi Yehuda hainu dechtive krai. Chukat olam. Kol chaylev shor v'kesev ve'ez lo tuchlu v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. Ha'tzlat alavim. Says, actually, Rabbi Yehuda makes the most sense because there's three isurei lo taseh. Okay, let's just go through them. Kol chaylev chodam lo tochelu. That's the pasuk vayikra pasuk gimel, perek gimel, pasuk yud zayin. Okay, chukat olam l'dorotechem v'chomosh votechem. It's at the top of the page. Kol chaylev chodam lo tochelu. And then we have the pasuk, kochelev shor v'kesev ve'ez lo tochelu. That's the pasuk we've been talking about all day, which is perek zayin, pasuk kaf gimel. And then we have a pasuk about kol zar lo yochal kodesh. So there you have three isurim that this person did. So I could see why you would get malkot three times. Okay? But ela l'rabana, my time, what's the reason for rabbanan why they say only two? So they hold kasavre, lav dechukat olam bekodshim, the lav dechelev shor bechulin. They say, don't think that in Vayikra Zayin and Vayikra Gimel they're talking about the same thing. In Vayikra Perek Gimel, if you remember, in Vayikra, the whole context of Perek Gimel, the whole bunch of first Perekim are all about Korbanot. There, the context is Korbanot. There, it says also, right? Kol chelev choldam lo tochlu, and it's, the reference there is Korbanot. So there, it's Korbanot. Whereas in our pasuk, it just says, kol chelev shor v'kesev ez lo tochelu, not necessarily connected with korbanot, even though we did say, we learn it from the heksher in two pasukim later, it's talking about korbanot, but hold off on that for a minute. So Rabbanan say, that context is chulin, that context is kodshim, therefore if you were to eat chelev of kodshim, the bayikra perek zayin, pasuk kaf gimel, kol chelev shor v'kesev ez is not relevant. That's why you don't get an extra set of malkot, because that pasuk's only talking about chulin. That's what they say. So now they're going to say, so I lost my place. Hatzlat alavin. Okay. Utsriche. Now, he has to explain why you need chelev by kodshim and chelev by chulin. Why do you need it to say it by both, right? By, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need it by both because there's separate lavim. You get a lav on that and you get a lav on that, and you know, you're going to get double lav, malkot. But according to them, why do you need to say it? Utsriche. You could have just learned one from the other. No. Kodshim are always more machmir than than chulin, and therefore maybe only chelev of kodshim is aser. Ava chulin ema lo, but maybe chulin wouldn't be. Mishum hachi katav rachmana kochelev shor. That's why kochelev shor can't say also chelev of chulin is aser. Vi katav kochelev shor hava mina chelev de chulin hu de aser. Mishum de lo hutar michlalo. Ava chelev ukdashim de hutar michlalo. Hava mina mi de hutar michlalo. It should say michlalo. Ishtere nami chelban. This is heter for the chelev of a shor, for the chelev of kodshim. Okay, what's the heter for the chelev of kodshim? Okay, this is actually a little bit of a complicated issue. Rashi says, right, because the aliyah is burned on the mizbeach, and yet it's mutar, right? It's not burned on the shor in the eis. So there you see a certain chelev, because we say that the tail of the kesef is called chelev, and yet it's not burned on the mizbeach, and it's also not aser. So therefore, we're going to say, there's some heter of chelev on the mizbeach, and therefore, maybe if you had it by kachim, you might have said, well, since there's some sort of heter, therefore we're not going to forbid all the chelev of, we're not going to learn from there to chulin. Okay. You would have thought the opposite. Since if you would have had the pasuk only by chulin, you wouldn't have been able to learn kachim, because by kachim there's some heter of the chelev. Therefore, you might have thought it's all mutar outside the, you know, when you're in the, not, if you didn't burn it, it wouldn't be asur. Okay, so now, v'Rabbi Yehuda savar ki k'tiv chelev shor b'inyana de kachim k'tiv. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it says chelev shor, that's talking about kodshim, and that's why he thinks you get three malkot on kodshim. So now there comes the same question we saw earlier. Wait a minute. Don't they? If you learn davar lemeim inyano, then what do you learn? The pasuk kaf gimel, kochelev shor v'kesev, is obviously talking about kodshim and not chulin, like Rabbanan just tried to say, because pasuk kaf hey is all about kodshim. So therefore, they say, no, exactly as they answered before, lo, de kule alma yafina davar le meim inyano, ubahaka miflege, Rabbi Yehuda savar le meidim lav mi lav, velav mi karet, Rabbanan savar lav mi lav yafina, lav mi karet lo yafina. And again, why doesn't he learn it from the context here? Because Pasuk Kaf Hei mentions karet, Pasuk Kaf Gimel doesn't mention karet, so you can't learn a regular lotase from karet. Okay, again, skip the words in parentheses. It's making our daf a little easier to get through, skipping all these lines, even though it's still quite a long daf. Okay, Tanya. Okay, again, we're going to darshan these psukim. Now we're going to move to dam. Okay, until now we've been talking about chelev. Now we're going to get to dam. Ma chelev lo keshtayim, af dam lo keshtayim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Just like by chelev you get malko twice, also by dam you get double malko. Because why? It's mentioned in two psukim. Okay? The chachamim omrim ein bo ela azhara achat. Okay? There's only one azhara. Umayshna chelev de lo keshtayim. Below, okay, so let's just stop for a minute. So now it says, what's the issue? Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, by dam, it says, kol chelev v'chol dam lo tochelu. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? They're making a hekesh from chelev to dam. So since there's another pasuk where it says you can't eat the dam, therefore we're going to say, well, that's one lo tase. And just like chelev, it says it twice, and you're chayav malko twice. Since it says kol chelev v'chol dam, we're making a hekesh. Whatever's true for chelev is true for dam. If chelev you're going to loket twice, also dam you're going to loket twice. Okay. So now, v'chachamim said no. There's only one azhara, so you're only loket once. So now they say, wait a minute. Umayshna chelev de lokeshtayim below hekesha. Chelev, you didn't need a hekesh to teach two. Why? Because chelev it said it twice. Remember, it said it in Vayikra Zayin Kaf Gimel, and it said it in Vayikra Gimel Yud Zayin. Okay, right? Kol chelev chodam lo tochlu, and kol chelev shor v'kesev eis lo tochlu. Well, kol chelev chodam lo tochlu, kol chelev shor v'kesev dam. Okay, so, and then it quotes the psukim. Dam nami, belav hekesha, without the hekesh, I didn't need the hekesh to chelev to learn the dam yuchayev twice. Nil keshtayim, you should anyway be lo keshtayim. Why? Dichtiv beitrei lavim. It also says it twice. Kol chelev chol dam lo tochelu. That's our pasuk, right? Vayikra gimel pasuk yizayim. And it also says, b'chol dam lo tochelu b'chol moshvotechem. Okay? This is a pasuk in Vayikra zayin. It also says, b'chol dam lo tochelu b'chol moshvotechem la'of b'la behema. So also, there's two lotas. So why did Rabbi Yehuda need to say, we learn it from Chelev that it gets double malko, when it actually says it explicitly there? Ela Ema, this is what it should say. Ma Chelev lo keshalosh, av dam lo keshalosh. It's to say, just like Chelev, you're lo kesh three, because also you have, you ate kodshim, also dam, you're going to be lo kesh three, also for kodshim. Now, maishna Chelev de lo keshalosh, dichtib behalin tre lavim v'lav dizavut. Hatlata dam nami. Why are you loke three in chelev? Because you have two by chelev, and zar kol zar lo tochal kodesh. Also by dam, you have two psukim that say you can't eat dam, and also kol zar lo yochal kodesh. So why are we learning this from a hekesh to chelev? We can learn it directly from dam the same way we learned it directly from chelev. Right? The whole question here is we don't need a hekesh. So they're going to say no, it's true. Now it should say mi meila litmaet mizarut kamashmalan hekesha. You need the hekesh because in chulin we learned. We learned that dam. There's no din of meila by dam. Okay, if you benefit from the dam of a korban, there's no chiyuv of meila. You don't have to replace the monetary value of the blood, and okay, they learn that out. So you might have thought maybe kol zar lo yochal kodesh isn't relevant to it either, and therefore, so if a zar eats the blood, he's not chayav on kodeshim. You would have thought that that's what the hekesh to chelev teaches, that even though there's no din of meila, if somebody eats it, that's also they're over on kol zar lo yochal kodesh, in addition to the two lavim they're going to get because of the two lotas says about blood. So according to Rabbanan now, why does it say in the same pasuk kol chelev kol dam? As if they're making a hekesh. Rabbanan don't have a hekesh because they say you only get two. So what is he saying? He needs it for the following braita. Kol chelev kol dam lo tochel. Ma chelev miyuchad shechalbo chaluk mibsaro ve'ein mitzarfim ze'ein ze'. Af dam shedamo chaluk mibsaro. Chelev, what's unique about chelev? That it's the chelev is separate from the meat. They're two separate parts of the animal. And therefore, if you were to eat a chatzi zayit of chelev and a chatzi zayit of meat, let's say the meat was forbidden to eat and the chelev was forbidden to eat, they're not mitzdarfim zayim zeh because they're considered two separate things. So you can't add a chatzi zayit to this and a chatzi zayit to that and get to a whole shi'ur and be chayav. Okay? You wouldn't be chayav on either because you don't have a whole shi'ur. Just like that, if the dam is separate from the flesh, then we're going to say the same thing, that the dam and the flesh don't, they're not mitzdarif. But, otzi dam shratzim, ho il she'en damam chaluk mibsaran mitzdarfim. But the dam of shratzim, okay, let's say you eat a sheretz. Eating a sheretz is aser. Eating dam is aser. Since the dam of a sheretz is not distinguished from its flesh, because it doesn't really have flesh, therefore, if you were to eat a chatzi zayit of a sheretz and a chatzi zayit of dam of the sheretz, that's going to be mitzdarif. Okay, that's the chidush here. So the hekesh is to teach you this law, that it's only similar to chelev when it's similar to chelev. If the chelev is chaluk mibsaro and the dam is chaluk mibsaro, then we're not going to attach them like an animal. If you chatzi zayit of an animal, of the blood, and chatzi zayit of the animal itself, in a case where it was forbidden, the animal was, let's say, a non-kosher animal, they're not mitzdarif. But in a sheretz, they will be mitzdarif. So now they say, wait a minute. So that, according to Chachamim, is what we learn from the hekesh of kol chelev v'chol dam. Interesting, right? You might not have thought that that would be what we would learn from it. But now the Gemara says, v'ha mehacha nafka, that's really where you learn that halacha from? Mehatam nafka, it's actually learned from a different halacha. V'ze lachem hatameh, limein al dam asheretz, v'hasheretz mitzdarfim zeim zeh. When it says, v'ze lachem hatameh, by shratzim, it's to teach you, why does it say, v'ze lachem hatameh? To teach you the dam of asheretz and asheretz are mitzdarfim zeim zeh. So that you have that halacha from a different place. So what do they say? Wait. Ilav akesha, sakada tachamina hanimile lituma. Avalachila emalo. The pasuk by sheretz was talking about tuma. So you might have thought that that's only a law by tuma. By tuma, the blood and the sheretz itself can be mitzdarif to be mitame. But you might not have thought that for eating, they would be mitzdarif. Okay? There's, maybe you make a distinction. Therefore, ashmi'inan hakesha laachila. But since the pasuk kol chelev kol dam lo tochelu is talking about food, eating, consumption, therefore you would have thought that therefore the hekesh comes to teach you they're also mitzdarif for achila purposes. Okay, Amar Ravina, let's try to just finish up this last part. Hilkach dam nachash upsaro mitzterfin. He says, from here you can infer that the blood of a snake and its basar are mitzterfin. Why? Because his dam is nachaluk mitzterfin. Okay, even though a nachash, what he's saying is, a nachash is not one of the eight shratzim. But yet, since it's similar in this way, and we learned it out from the Chol Chelev Chol Dam Pasuk, if we learned it from the Sheretz Pasuk, you wouldn't have included Nachash. But since we have it, but since it's different from the Chelev, and that the Dam is not Chaluk Mipsaro, it will be Mitzdar. So now they say, what do you mean? My Kamashvalan, Hainu Akesha. Why is Ravina teaching us this? That's what the Hekesh is. So they say, no. Salkadat Achamina Sheretz. Di Itrabe Lituma, Itrabe Lachila. Nachash lo itrabe l'tuma lo itrabe l'achila kamash malan hekesha komile de ein damo chaluk mibsaro mashma. You might have thought that what? Maybe it's only things, even though we learn this hekesh, maybe it's only for things that are like the Shmona Shratzim that are metame also. And a nachash is not metame because it's not one of the Shmona Shratzim. Since it's not in the realm of tuma, you might have thought it's not asur ba'achila. Comes the hekesh, and Ravina is teaching you, even the hekesh includes this case. Okay, Amar Rava. This is the last part. We're going to end with Rava. He has two big statements. Shalosh kritot hamurot badam lamai ata. Now he's going to say, okay, we're going to see two things he says, and you can see it on the sheet. There's three psukim by dam that say karet. Okay, vayikra zayin kav zayin kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam v'nichrita nefesh kimeya meha. Vayikra yud zayin yud and yud dalid. Both of them talk about, I'm not going to read them because we don't have time, but you can look at them inside. They both talk about dam and karet. Okay? So he's going to say, why are there three psukim that mention dam and karet? And then he's going to say, why are there five psukim that mention a lo tase when it comes to dam? Okay, before we said two, but now all of a sudden there's five. Okay, so three kritot amarot badam lamai ata. Ledam chulin. Sorry, echat ledam chulin. One to teach you dam chulin. Echat ledam kodshim. One to teach you the blood of a korban. The echat ledam atamtziv. If you remember what the dam atamtziv, you shech the animal and a big spurt comes out. The dam that comes after the big spurt is called the dam atamtziv. So now they say, okay, wait. Hani chala Rabbi Yehuda, titania, damatam si bazhara. Rabbi Yehuda, we have a karet. That's if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that damatam si is karet. That's why it says a karet by it. But ela la rabbanan, who don't think there's karet by damatam si, hahi la mai ata, what's the third dam coming for? So now they say, afilu la Rabbi Yehuda, karet nafgale mean kol dam. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda, omer, dam, matom alomar, kol dam, and li ala dam kodashim, shanefesh yotsebo, shumachaper. Dam chulin v'dam atamtzit minayin, Talmud lomar, kol dam. They say, wait a minute, why are you asking about chachamim? Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it from that third mention of karet. He learns it from kol dam. Instead of just saying dam, it says kol dam. Since it says kol dam, that includes even dam atamtzit. So the third mention where it says karet can't be coming to teach dam atamtzit, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the answer? What's the third one coming to say? Both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Chachamim, Ela Ema, Echad Ledam Chulim, Ve'echad Ledam Kodshim, Ve'echad Ledam Kisoy. This is, remember you're supposed to cover the blood after you slaughter an animal? What if after it's in the ground, maybe you would think it's already batel to the ground and it's not even blood anymore? You know, if you were to dig up that blood and eat it, you'd be chayav karet also. That's what the third one comes to teach you. And now, and a very unpleasant. And the last thing we're going to end with is Amar Rava Chamisha Lavin Hamurim Bidam Lama. So why? There's five psukim. You can look at them inside. Vayikra Gimel Yud Zayin. Vayikra Zayin Kafav. Vayikra Yud Zayin. I forgot what pasuk. I forgot to write it here. That must be... forgot. I have to look. But it's on the sheet. Ki Nefesh Kol Basar Damo B'Nafsho. Oh, it's Yud Dalet. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Dvarim Yud Bet Tet Zayin and Dvarim Yud Bet Kaf Gimel to Kaf Dalet. All those psukim say you can't eat dam. Okay, five times it says lotas. Say why do you need all five? Echad ledam chulin, echad ledam kodshim, echad ledam kisoy, echad ledam evarim. That's blood that's in the evar. Okay, if you were to eat raw meat where the blood is still inside the evar, that's dam evarim. And then if you cook it up, what happens? The blood comes out and then goes back in. Okay, so that also that gets reabsorbed. Echat ledam atamtzi. Okay, all those are going to be usher. That's what the five are coming to teach you. Okay, I'll end here for today.